This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of people have fled Taliban insurgents sweeping across northern Afghanistan, fearful of their harsh rule. Dozens of families are living in a makeshift tent camp on a rocky patch of land on the edge of the city of Mazar-e Sharif. Men, women, and children are roasting in plastic tents under scorching summer heat. There is little food or water, no medical care. With no lights, they stumble in pitch blackness at night. Many of them tell of heavy-handed measures by the invading Taliban, including burning a school or taking prisoners. This is raising doubts among many over Taliban promises that Afghans, particularly minorities, have no reason to fear them. At least 50 people, now 58 people, were killed, dozens injured in a fire likely caused by an oxygen tank explosion at a coronavirus hospital in Iraq's southern city of Nasiriya. That's according to health officials and police. As rescuers combed the smoke-charred building in search of more bodies, Prime Minister held urgent meetings with senior ministers and ordered the suspension and arrest of health and civil defense ministers there. The manager of the hospital was also suspended in order to be arrested. Already decimated by war and sanctions, Iraq's healthcare system has struggled to cope with the coronavirus, which has killed at least 17,000 people and infected more than 1.4 million.